Edward Snowden missed another plane to Havana on Thursday. As an overnight stopover in Moscow drags on, Snowden's stay is taking a toll on the U.S.-Russia relationship. President Obama took time out on a trip to Africa to prod the Kremlin to turn over Snowden.
Is that Russia or other countries that have talked about potentially providing Mr. Snowden asylum recognize that they are part of an international community and that they should be abiding by international law.
Russia shows no sign of cooperating. Fyodor Lukyanov edits Russia in Global Affairs magazine.
For political reasons, I think it's impossible for both China and Russia to extradite him to the United States. That will make enormous damage to the reputation, because at least half of the world believes that Snowden is a hero because he revealed the Big Brother practices of the state and so on.
American intelligence experts worry that Russian officials have copied the information contained in the four laptops that Snowden brought with him. Russian President Putin rejects U.S. pressure over Snowden.
He's in the transit hall as a passenger now. We've never worked with him and aren't working with him today.
In Hong Kong, Snowden told journalists Glenn Greenwald and Laura Poitras with The Guardian newspaper he rejects accusations that he leaked America's secrets to help foreign powers.
And anybody in the positions of access with the technical capabilities that I had could, you know, suck out secrets, pass them on the open market to Russia. You know, they always have an open door, as we do.
Russian lawmakers and human rights leaders want the Kremlin to grant Snowden asylum. President Putin says he will not extradite Snowden to the United States, but he wants the fugitive to keep moving.
Mr. Snowden is a free man. The sooner he chooses his final destination, the better it would be for us and for himself.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is considering granting Snowden asylum.
Nosotros lo evaluaríamos también porque...
We would also evaluate it because asylum is humanitarian protection, a figure of international humanitarian law that has deep roots in Latin America and the Caribbean.
President Obama promises not to take extraordinary measures.
No, I'm not going to be scrambling jets to get a 29-year-old hacker.
Whether Snowden stays in Moscow 1 week or 1 month, many Americans will remember his stay here as a diplomatic standoff not helpful to U.S.-Russian relations. James Brook, VOA News, Moscow.
We want to try to resolve the issue through the political means of possible.